The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Do you like your gravy thick and rich and loaded with creamy mushrooms? If no one was looking, would you chug the whole gravy boat?
Chug, 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 chug.
Stay tuned. Here comes Mr. Chug-a-Lug himself, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. Welcome. As you know, one of our new partners on the Eric Metaxas Show is Americans for Prosperity. Where do we begin? How about today I'm talking to Mark Marie, a regulatory policy fellow at the Americans for Prosperity. Mark Marie, what in the world is a regulatory policy fellow? I know it's more interesting than it sounds. What is it?
Well, that's an excellent question. I bet no one asks you your job because it's pretty obvious. A lot of policies are made not by, Congress or state legislatures. They're made by the administrative state, these administrative agencies that maybe you've heard of a few of them, but you haven't heard of all of them, and you definitely don't know all the work they do to pass the rules that govern your life. Right? Your life is not governed by laws as much as these regulations. And so I help kind of demystify the regulatory state kind of broadly and kind of shine a light on individual policies that are making things more difficult for businesses and for consumers.
Okay, so let's talk about that monster named Joe Biden. He and his administration, and this is why, folks, if you don't vote, you are destroying this country, because what happens when somebody like Joe Biden gets into the White House, they put forth policies that are sick, destroying the country. So the Biden administration has put something forward called LNG. Mark Marie, tell us, what is LNG? Why did Biden do it? What is it? What is this bad idea called LNG doing to America? So what is LNG?
So LNG is liquefied natural gas, and LNG itself is actually great. It's basically how we take natural gas and ship it around the world. There's a lot of appetite for natural gas. America is the best at producing it. We're the largest producer in the world. But, pipelines don't work over ocean. So you gotta turn it into liquid, make it highly concentrated, put it on boats. What Biden is—
Oh, I'm sorry. What I meant was the Biden administration is attacking LNG, which makes sense. LNG is a good idea, and so it's their idea, their job to attack good ideas. But most people don't know about this. So keep explaining this, what is happening.
Sure. So LNG is just liquefied natural gas. It's how we ship it around the world and really project American, I think, soft power in these weaponized global energy markets and support investment for our domestic energy industry. And keep prices, under control here amidst, Biden's war on energy. So what Biden has proposed is to cut off this last exit, right? He's already strangled kind of domestic investment in domestic energy. Now he wants to cut off the last outlet by saying, we are going to put a moratorium on approving the export of liquefied natural gas around the world. And this is an area where we've been scaling up as a country considerably over the past decade. We've become the world leader. And this is his way in an election year to say in a second term that stops.
Well, so it sounds like the Biden administration is working to destroy America, to make America weak. I mean, that's what it sounds like. Here's yet another example of it. What can their reasoning be their tortured reasoning?
So what they say is that they need to redo an analysis. You know, the administrative state loves analyses, right? And so there was analysis done 5 years ago to help support what export authorization applications would be granted and which would be denied. That analysis done under the Trump administration in 2019 showed that, you know, whether you're talking about energy prices here, whether you're talking about environmental conditions, whether you're talking about, you know, foreign policy, there's a great need to export liquefied natural gas. And they want to go back to the drawing board saying, well, in 5 years, everything has changed, and so we have to redo this analysis, telegraphing that the outcome is going to be totally different and be used as a pretext to, once the moratorium is lifted, actually deny these export authorizations outright.
It sounds like the Biden administration, the people on the left in this country, their goal is not strength, prosperity. Their goal is to push DEI. Their goal is for everything to be about the environment, so they claim. And they don't seem to care that it destroys, it makes America weak. It compromises our national security. It does everything that harms us. But it seems like they are ideologues. All they care about, they say, is the environment. Now, again, I don't even buy that what they're proposing is going to help the environment, but that's what they say. But the fact is that the collateral damage is so huge. They simply don't seem to care about America being strong economically or otherwise.
No, and what's really incredible is that this goes directly against Biden's kind of Ukraine policy, where he's saying, you know, we need to give them basically extend unlimited amounts of aid for an unlimited amount of time. Well, what was one of the big leverage points that Russia has over Ukraine and all of Europe? It is natural gas supply, right? Because Europe is also trying to go through this forced energy transition because of many of the same wrong-headed ideas that you're attributing to the Biden administration. And in the first, you know, at the beginning of the Ukraine war, Russia was the biggest supplier of natural gas to Europe. 3 months into the war, that had completely flipped, so that the U.S. had replaced, using liquefied natural gas exports, Russia as Europe's biggest supplier. And, you know, the U.S. has been Europe's biggest supplier for 3 years now. This is really going to reverse that, put Ukraine and all of Europe, all the NATO countries, in a worse position to resist overt or, you know, soft intimidation from Russia. And that is just going to put more burden on the U.S. taxpayer who, you know, if he has a second term, Biden will just ask to commit more aid. It's going to put more pressure on our diplomats. It's going to put more pressure on our military. So it's not even internally coherent with Biden's other policies.
Well, that's the whole thing, is if America is strong and prosperous, and it projects strength in the world, people like Putin are less likely to do what Putin did. This is what's so astonishing, is that we invite aggression, and then, you know, they come up with, well, here's what we're supposed to do about it. Well, how about not inviting it in the first place? I'm just reading in my notes that natural gas is this country's largest source of electricity. I didn't realize that. So Biden's ban will decimate investment among American producers, which leads to less domestic natural gas production, higher electricity prices for Americans, could also lead to higher risk of blackouts. And this is just a lose-lose-lose proposition. Biden is it's kind of amazing to me. So it leads to more energy inflation at home, pollution around the world, more leverage for autocrats, let's use a nice word for Putin and others, to threaten U.S. allies and interests. I don't normally talk about, you know, energy policy, but when you realize that it affects all these things, I wanted to kind of break it down. That's why we're having you on. What is the best website for people to find out more about your solutions to this to this policy that Biden is pushing?
Sure. So if you go to www.permittingreform.com, that will get you to Americans for Prosperity's landing page for energy issues, including energy inflation that comes from Bidenomics.
And I don't want to forget to mention Bidenomics.com. Folks, this is the joy. Americans for Prosperity got the website, Bidenomics.com, if you can believe it. And they're actually putting the truth about what Biden is doing to destroy the economy at Bidenomics.com. Check it out. Mark Marie, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Eric. Great being on.
How do you feel? Well, I feel great. And one of the reasons I believe I feel better is because I take Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. They've got an amazing story of how this product was developed by Dr. Douglas Howard. It's right there on their website. Balance of Nature receives over 1,000 success stories every single month. They have hundreds of thousands of customers who've purchased billions of capsules of their fruits and veggies over the past 20 years. You should check it out on their website. Their products are gluten-free and non-GMO, and they contain no added sugars or synthetics. I think if you're looking for something to make you feel better naturally, you should definitely give Balance of Nature a try. In fact, order today. Whether you order online or call them direct, you must use the promo code ERIC to get this special offer of 35% off. Call them at 800-246-8751. And use discount code ERIC or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code ERIC to get 35% off. 35% off. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. You're going to love this free new tool they've added, legacypminvestments.com. Legacypminvestments.com. Check it out.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hey there, folks. Welcome back. I have as my guest my friend Lauren Green, not to be confused with the other Lauren Green or that other Lauren Green or Lauren Green from the Ponderosa of the Bonanza franchise. Lauren Green, welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're just to be clear, when people say, which Lauren Green? This one is the chief religion correspondent for the Fox News Channel and the host of the Lighthouse Faith podcast.
Right, right.
And exactly. The author of The Lighthouse. What was the title?
It's called Lighthouse Faith, God as a Living Reality in a World Immersed in Fog.
Okay, the book was Lighthouse Faith. You talked on this program about that.
Yeah.
But you're here now to talk about a devotional.
Right. It's called Light for Today, and it actually emerged out of the Lighthouse Faith book because, you know, Lighthouse Faith book took about a decade to write because it was like science research and all sorts of things. But I guess kept the research going and my devotionals going, and I just started writing these sort of thoughts for the day and posting them occasionally on Facebook. And after about 2-3 years of thoughts for the day. I had about 450 thoughts for the day. And Broad Street approached and said, hey, would you ever consider doing a devotional? And I thought, well, you know, I may have the source material right now to kind of work from. So that's how we did it.
Title is Light for Today, 365 Daily Devotions from the Lighthouse. So when you wrote your previous book, a lot of it has to do with science and faith. Talk about that for a minute, just because I love the idea. I mean, I've written so much about faith and science and how science points to faith, and that there's a lie in our culture that we, in our lifetimes, this lie has been out there that science is somehow at odds with faith, or faith is at, it's complete baloney. It's
it
a misunderstanding of faith, misunderstanding of science. But so what led you to write your first book?
One of the things was a different analysis of the Ten Commandments, and that really started it. That really started it. It was this idea, and you know our friend Dr. Tim Keller, who passed away last year, but he gave a sermon on the Ten Commandments about you couldn't violate commandments 2 through 10 without first violating number 1. And then that started me thinking about how that's a structure, that's a closed system, right? All the Ten Commandments relate first to the first commandment, I am the Lord your God, you shall have no other gods before me. And then second, by its relationship to the other commandments, right? You can't commit adultery unless someone else's love is more important to you than God. You can't steal unless something is more valuable to you than God's love, right? So to me, that was a closed system. But not only that, I started to see that same system operating in music and that same system operating in architecture and in biology.
This is getting way too cerebral for me. I'm a country boy from Danbury, Connecticut.
And all of a sudden, it just became this, like I said, my goodness, the Ten Commandments is God's logo. You know, that's basically what it is.
So what we are talking about is reality. In other words, God invented the reality of this universe, and you see these principles everywhere. I know you're a musician. You saw them in music. Talk about that. What do you mean when you say you saw them in music?
Think about it. What is in the diatonic system, there is a scale. Let's just take a major scale. The major scale is made up of half steps and whole steps. And each member of the major scale is designated. It gets its identity from the interval it has from the tonic. Right?
So it's Gesundheit. I don't know. What did she just say?
See, this
is
the problem.
When
you're not a musician, you don't get it. But think about it. This is there's a point in a, there's a beginning in the scale. That's what defines whether it's in a key of C, key of B, key of A, whatever.
Okay, so great. So let's keep it simple. So you've got C.
Right.
All right. And
so
we're going up the scale.
Right. You formulate a major scale based on sort of half steps and whole steps, right? It's like a barcode, right? It's a barcode. You plug that barcode into D or E or whatever, and then it'll come out a major scale.
Right.
It's just amazing. It's amazing.
Right.
What you see here, though, is the tonic is really key. So each note in the scale is identified by its distance from the key note. It gets its identity from its relationship to the keynote, and second by its relationship to every other note in the scale. That's exactly the way the Ten Commandments are built. That's exactly the way it is.
This is heady stuff.
It really is heady stuff.
This is just
meant to
be.
But it's basically showing you how God is in control of everything. It's like, my goodness.
No, listen, I love this stuff, Lauren.
And
you know,
Richard Swinburne always talked about how the simple really is the best way to look at things. It's so simple, it's like mind-blowing.
So, but you saw this pattern, again, you saw it in the Ten Commandments, you saw it in music.
So
and
the
then
music
you mentioned, did you mention architecture? What do you mean by that?
Architecture, this is theoretical physicist, I forgot his name.
Richard Feynman?
No, but he said that the right triangle is present in every building. It has to be either implied or in every building, or the structure will not stand. And I said, really? It sounds the Pythagorean, you know, the right triangle. So here you've got something that is a right triangle that's got to be present in every building. So what you've got is a right triangle, which means you are implying four other quadrants of a right triangle, which means it's a cross. So the cross is basically holding up every structure, everything that's built.
Is this? Do you write about this in your previous book?
In the Lighthouse Faith book, I write about it. And then, of course...
In the Lighthouse Faith book, you write about the stuff we're talking about.
Yes,
people
actually,
are going to want to read about this.
Right, the Lighthouse Faith book was kind of heavily science, but heavily, you know... But what I did, though, I broke it down into three categories. Instead of going through every single discipline of sociology and this... I said, I don't have to break it down into all these different disciplines because there's a trinity. I only have to break it down into three. And that's what I did. So here you've got the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the idea is that I put this idea of the God in three parts, shined it through a divine prism, and then it was diffracted into their three parts. And here you've got Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. What's built, what grows, biology, and then what his spirit, music.
This is way too cerebral for my audience. I'm sorry, folks. I try to bring the cookies down to a lower shelf.
But
sometimes I fail.
I think the most fascinating thing was the second part about biology because it talked about what's called lessons from the vineyard. Because there's such an association between grapes, wine, the blood of the grapes, and our association with Jesus. And so here you've got the blood of the grapes. Well, we went to the vineyard and said, well, how do vines grow? Like lessons from the vineyard. And the idea is that vines are a lot like people. They're a lot like people. And so when you learn from how vines grow and how wine is made, you realize we're just like wines. I mean, there's something that we have, you know, a wine, when they finally bring it to, you know, from seed to sip, there's something in wine that vintners call... and I forgot the name because I didn't know you were going to ask me about this. But it's basically the taste of the wine, the nuances of the wine are built from everything that has happened to that wine from the time the seed hits the ground. The weather that year and the conditions. You know, was it too much sun, too much rain, too much this? But the great thing about wine roots is that they go deep down into the water table. And if they meet distress, they don't come up to get the water. They go down deeper in order to find the water table. And that's something that we should learn from wine, from vines.
And that is also in the book Lighthouse Faith.
Yeah, because, you know, understand is that we are so like the wine in that we are such a combination of everything that has happened to us over the years. You know, we have to be directed by God's divine spirit. We have to be directed. I was just reading in Oswald Chambers' My Utmost for His Highest this morning, and he talked about this little subtle thing about individuality. If you think you are in control of your own self, that's satanic. That really is satanic. You are an individual, but your authority must still be Christ, right?
Yeah.
You are not your own. You were bought at a price.
Yeah.
And so a Christian needs to understand that. But, you know, to help other people who maybe not Christians understand that, he said, you are under an authority. You just have to figure out what authority you're under. You think you're an individual, but you're not. You're being controlled either by your love of independence, your love of, you know, work, your love of, you know, relationships.
Right.
You're being controlled by something else, but you have to make a conscious effort to be controlled by Christ.
Yes, or as Bob Dylan said, you got to serve somebody.
That's the second time this week I've heard that.
Well, you know, it's just kind of funny because it's true.
It is true.
And it is true. And before we go to a break, you're saying, and you say it in your book, Lighthouse Faith. We got a devotional here. We'll get back to that in a minute. But your previous book, Lighthouse Faith, you get into all this stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
You get into how we are like wine.
Yes.
Or, as some denominations say, how we are exactly like Welch's grape juice, and they maintain that that's biblical. And who are we to argue with people who are getting it totally wrong? Nobody. We're nobody. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Lauren Green. Lauren Green's the chief religious correspondent, religion correspondent for Fox News Channel. The new book is Light for Today. We'll be right back. Our God-given freedoms are facing unrelenting attacks. It's a battle for truth, and the only way we win is if we stand together.
Thankfully, Alliance Defending Freedom has been defending our rights for 30 years and winning. Right now, they're involved in two critical cases before the Supreme Court. They're suing the FDA for endangering the health and safety of women and girls. And in the second case, they're assisting the state of Idaho to defend its law protecting the lives of women and their unborn children against the Biden administration's attempt to override the law and force doctors to perform abortions. Think about it. They need your help. With your best gift, you courageously join ADF in fighting critical Supreme Court cases against government lawlessness and help defend our cherished freedoms. Call 855-385-0596 right now or go to MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the ADF banner, MetaxasTalk.com. With your help, I've pledged to raise $35,000 by March 31st for ADF. Go to MetaxasTalk.com or call 855-385-0596 to make your best gift now. Hey, this is Eric Metaxas. For years, I've told you about Nutramedics, a professional supplement brand trusted by doctors since 1993. Nutramedics offers a variety of health bundles. Whether you want to support your immune system, improve your sleep, promote joint comfort, or detoxification support, Nutramedics has a health bundle right for you. The best part about Nutramedics, every year they donate a minimum of 50% of their profits to Christian charities and missions. That's right, 50% of their profits. Nutramedics has a goal of surpassing $100 million in giving by 2030. Many of you take supplements already. Switch to Nutramedics. It's the highest quality, and they donate 50% of their profits. Get 15% off by using the code ERIC during checkout. Go to Nutramedics.com and search health bundles. Support your health while helping others in need. Go to Nutramedics. That's NutraMedix.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off. Again, Nutramedics, NutraMedix.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off. Welcome back. We're talking to my friend Lauren Green. She is the chief religion correspondent for Fox News Channel. And sometimes you're just the news reader.
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes when you're just reading the news blandly, as you've been instructed, nobody would know, like, man, that is one, you know, brainy woman. Because you, what you just talked about in the previous segment, what you wrote about in your book, Lighthouse Faith, this is heavy stuff. And I love it because it combines many disciplines, and they all point to God, and it's about, I mean, this is something that's a theme for me, is
yeah,
that
I mean,
everything points to God.
You are so wonderful in your book about, you know, about atheism, is atheism dead? I mean, that's just powerful stuff. There have been so many people, they're writing about how science and faith are really one. It's not like they get along. No, they're really one.
I was going to say, because God, who created what we call reality, the universe,
right,
is behind it all. He created it all, and it all points to him. Points to him.
There was something there was a gentleman I did an interview with that we haven't posted yet, but it was about the brain change program, and it really jumps off of Norman Doidge's book, The Brain That Changes Itself, and it's basically a scientific look at how years ago, scientists thought that the brain couldn't change, that once you hit about 18, all your, you know, cells just kind of start to die. And they found out, no, your brain has a lot of power, and it can change. The synaptic connections can continue to grow and continue to be made up until, you know, 80s, 90s, whatever, which is something like the vineyard, exactly like the vineyard talks about. But what's really interesting about this is that this is a scientific understanding of Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, this is a poetic way of saying The brain is plastic. There's a plasticity
brain. We're talking about plasticity, which continues.
Exactly.
And if anything, I mean, listen, I'm always in awe of how people could deny God. When you begin to look at almost anything, your heart stops for fear at how wonderfully it's made. When you look at the human brain,
right,
there is nothing in the universe that can compare to the human brain.
Not only that, one gentleman I interviewed a few years ago talked about when he looked at the brain, he actually says the universe, when you actually look at the universe, how the scientists and astronomers actually have seen the entire universe, that it looks like a brain. It actually looks like a brain.
I never heard of that.
But one of the things about when people deny the existence of God, this is the existence of God. This Paul talks about everyone knows that there is a God, but they suppress the truth.
Correct.
And this is about a first-order belief. That is a first-order belief that a psychologist will tell you that every child has. They believe in God. They know that there's a God that exists, right? That's a first-order belief. But, you know, life kind of takes it out of us. You know, we suppress the truth because, one, it's too traumatic because, you know, what does it mean that someone else is going to have an authority over my life, you know? And what happens in churches, right? You go to Sunday school, and then for some reason, churches can't get a kid from, you know, the basic Sunday school stuff to understanding how it applies to their life. And we know that junior high school years, those tumultuous years, that's where they need it most. And one of the things that really drives young people from the church is because they can't answer scientific questions. Well, who invented God? Well, you know, and that's a basic question that every preacher should be able to answer.
I was just going to say that when I wrote my book, Is Atheism Dead? I was myself utterly astonished at how dramatically and unequivocally science points to God. There's no way around it. The only way you can avoid it is to look away.
Right.
Because if you look at it, your heart will almost fail at how extraordinary everything is and how it's absolutely undeniable.
Well, this is why part of the reason why I read devotionals every day, but then I wrote one because the world will sap you away from God so quickly. You don't even realize how quickly the world will take God away from you with real subtle things.
I have to be clear. This is a beautiful book. It's called Light for Today. So we've been talking about your book, Lighthouse Faith. This is called Light for Today, 365 Daily Devotions from the Lighthouse. And it is extraordinary to me, Lauren, that, you know, your faith is so real that you wanted to write a devotional because, you know, people use devotionals, but to write a devotional is a beautiful thing.
But it's the only way to really understand God, to really get God in the everyday, is to really read Scripture every day, to pray every day, and to look at things like architecture and biology and simple things like music and thinking that you could sort of have God on the side and just do these other things. No, God is incorporated in all of these things because he invented these things. He created these things. So you need to see God in your everyday life, walking down the street, talking to people. It's really very powerful.
Well, I mean, it's funny. The most recent thing for me is if you look at the blue sky or any beauty in nature, I've been spending more time in Connecticut with my mom, and you just think, how could people not see that all of this points to God? I mean, it's just bizarre that you could look at the beauty in nature and hear the birds singing and not know that there's something beyond this.
Well, and on April, I think, 8th, there's going to be a solar eclipse that's going to go through
They canceled it because of budget cuts. Yeah. They're not going to be able to afford the solar.
But, you know, you talk to someone like Dr. Hugh Ross of Reasons to Believe talking about what does this mean in God's world? It's like, you know, the simplest thing is that he created this order that we can actually predict a solar eclipse. Doesn't that occur to someone that it's like, you know, why is there...
Actually, there's a chapter, and I'm bringing up my book, Is Atheism Dead? I talk about eclipses and the size of the moon and the size of the sun. That is the most freaky thing I ever encountered, and I wrote about it in Is Atheism Dead? The fact that the moon and the sun, from the perspective of Earth, are precisely the same size. It makes no sense when you start looking at it. You say, it looks like maybe God designed this. It's incredible. We're out of time. Lauren Green... thank you for your time. Thank you for your friendship. Thank you for this devotional, Light for Today. That's the brand new book. And then the previous book, Lighthouse Faith. I know people want to get a copy of Lighthouse Faith by Lauren Green. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's a blessing.
As you know, Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. After he invented the world's best pillow, he created the famous Giza Dream Sheets. They're the best sheets you'll ever sleep on. The best night's sleep just got even better. For a limited time, you'll get a queen size set for $59.98, king size just $69.98, the lowest prices in history. Mike and the MyPillow employees continue to be canceled by big box stores and attacked by the media. They appreciate all of your great support during these times and want to thank you by giving you the best specials on all their MyPillow products. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-978-3057. Use promo code ERIC. You get the famous Giza Dream Sheets, queen size $59.98, king size $69.98. You'll also get 60% off the original My Slippers. So call 800-978-3057 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code ERIC. Great bargains, MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC to get free shipping today. Folks, welcome. As you know, we are this month privileged to be working with our friends at the Alliance Defending Freedom. They are heroes, and I beg everyone who listens to this program to help them out a little bit, please, by going to MetaxasTalk.com. But I have the privilege right now, since we're talking about ADF, of talking to Lance Boslaw. He is with ADF. He's been with them for some time, and I just want to ask him to help us understand what ADF is and why you should be excited about them. So, Lance Boslaw, welcome.
Thank you, Eric. I so appreciate your partnership. You have just been a partner of the ministry for so long, and it's an honor to be here with you.
Let me ask you, why are you personally called to work for the Alliance Defending Freedom? Because I talk about them all the time. I get excited. But what's your story?
Yeah, that's great. I so appreciate you asking that. I am I'm honored to be able to lead our development team. And so I've got a sales background, a sales career. And I had a spiritual mentor in my life kind of grab me by the shirt collar one day and say, Lance, you know, God's gifted you and equipped you in a unique way. You need to leave sales and go raise money for the kingdom. And I looked at him and I laughed at him. And I said, I'm never going to ask anyone for money. You're crazy. But what God got a hold of me at that moment was, you know, I've got something here for you. And as I pursued what that might look like and looking at where I could use those gifting, I couldn't find a better place than the Alliance Defending Freedom. And so I joined ADF 10 years ago, really with the idea that I would use the gifting God's given me to come alongside these amazing attorneys who have given their life's calling over to the freedom for me and my kids. And to be able to tell those stories and invite people to participate in with this mission as we work hard to advance our God-given rights to live and speak the truth. So it's been a wonderful 10 years, and we are on a wild ride. God has continued to go
before. And you're making a huge difference. I want to be clear. You're making a difference. You're not doing some job. You're making a difference for freedom, for this nation, and ultimately for the world. And that's what God wants us to do with our lives and with our talents, not just, you know, make money or whatever, but to ask him, where can I make a difference? And it's beautiful when the two can meet. Now, I just got to ask you, there's so many stories, so many lives that have been touched by the Alliance Defending Freedom. But is there one or two that pop into your mind that you would share with us just so my audience understands what the Alliance Defending Freedom does and why they should care so much, as I keep saying?
Yeah. So I think a lot of people don't know about us, but they know about our clients. And one they hear about all the time is Jack Phillips from Masterpiece Cake Shop out of Denver, Colorado. And so I don't know that I want to go right back to his story, but I want to tell you about his story in a unique way. I'm sure you're familiar with NRB conference, and he was there a couple years ago, and a gentleman that was working at the convention center came up to him and said, hey, when I found out you were in the building, I had to take my break and come find you. Because I was an atheist, and I was participating in these online chat rooms talking about current events. And we particularly this week were talking about you. And there was something different about your case. And I went and read more about you. And I realized that your faith was real. And now I know it was the Holy Spirit that pulled me into God's word. And I'm following Jesus. But I had to come tell you it was because of you. And I know that's not a story we always share, because the work that we do is all pro bono, right? Jack could not afford the legal work. And so It's like individuals like your listeners who come alongside ADF to be able to support these hundreds of clients like Jack Phillips so that we can give him the legal help that he needs to be able to stand for God's truth. But the secondary story of seeing life transformed because of Jack's simple obedience to stand for God's truth is pretty cool.
Well, I mean, again, this is, a friend of mine years ago said that, you know, when the Holy Spirit's at work, everybody gets splashed. In other words, you're doing good stuff,
And you see one part of it, but then you don't realize, no, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. Who would think that by standing up for our religious liberties in the courts, that would lead to people coming to faith in Jesus? But this is the kind of stuff, this is what happens, right? When God is at work, yep. All kinds of things happen. And the story of Jack Phillips, I think the reason we often talk about Jack Phillips with the Lions Fending Room is because it's easy to understand, right? Because there are all these other cases that are equally important, but his is easy to understand. You have a guy minding his own business with a bakery. Now you think of it, folks, if you're running a bakery, you're not expecting to go to court for big reasons. You're trying to bake things and trying to bless people and trying to make a living. And he's minding his own business doing this. And the liberal people in Colorado, they're aggressive. They're nasty. They don't have this attitude, oh, live and let live. Let Jack have his stupid little Christian beliefs. Who cares? No. They want to come after him and they want to punish him. They don't like the idea that he's free in America to practice his faith and to say, no, I can't celebrate your same-sex wedding. They will not abide that. Yeah. They want everybody to bow the knee to their orthodoxy. And so they come after him with tremendous power and money. And where does he go? To the folks at the Alliance Defending Freedom, who we're doing this campaign now, and I'm asking you, please, to help them by going to MetaxasTalk.com. You have to type it. I know it's a pain. MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner. But, folks, this is vital stuff. This is vital. If they're coming after Jack Phillips and everybody else, innumerable people we'll never be able to talk about on this show, they're coming after anyone who dares dissent from the secular liberal orthodoxy. If you dissent, even though it's your right to dissent, they're going to, well, we know we're going to make you pay a price. If it's not for the Alliance Defending Freedom, nobody could stand. Nobody. You're going to lose your job, lose your business. And by the grace of God, we have the Alliance Defending Freedom standing for biblical values. And forget biblical values, standing for American values, the Constitution, for our laws, saying, okay, excuse me, you don't have the right to do that. We have to go to court. We have to get somebody, hopefully, at a lower court, but if we have to go to the Supreme Court, how many times have you guys gone to the Supreme Court?
We've had 15 victories to the Supreme Court in the last 13 years, and where we've been, you know, lead counsel or co-counsel. And so the most recent one was 303 Creative, Lori Smith, out of, Colorado. Yeah. So
I mean, what amazes me too, I have to say this, Lance, because I want my audience to understand, folks. Imagine having to argue in front of the Supreme Court. Do you know the kind of lawyers we're talking about? Yeah. Do you understand the level? Do you understand how much money these people could be making with this incredible talent that God has given them? They could be making a lot of money. And they say, we're going to work for the Alliance Defending Freedom to defend America and American values and American citizens. And we're going to do this because we believe it's the right thing. And it's going to cost us a lot, but we're willing to pay that price. Folks, please just go to MetaxasTalk.com. Just do it. I know it's a pain. I'm asking you, go to type it in MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the banner. Give what you can. God bless you. You're helping save America. Hey there, folks. Today I have as my guest Lance Boslaw. He's with the Alliance Defending Freedom. You know we're doing a campaign with them this month, and we're asking everyone to join us in helping the folks at the Alliance Defending Freedom. They are saving America. I don't exaggerate what they are doing in the courts of law. They're doing this pro bono, defending religious liberty. It is absolutely gigantic. The more you look into it, the more impressed you'll be. Lance, I just want to ask you, you know, some people, maybe it sounds abstract to them. Let me ask you, what do you think our country would look like if the Alliance Defending Freedom doesn't exist? It's kind of like if you think about, you know, George Bailey says, I wish I'd never been born. And then you see the world if he'd never been born. I say this over and over again. I can't imagine if the Alliance Defending Freedom did not exist. I cannot imagine the America we'd be living in today. I don't think most people really get that, how important the work is that you do, and that if Alliance Defending Freedom weren't there, I honestly don't want to think about it. But, you know, give us a sense of that.
I mean, when you think about we're 30 years old and Dr. Dobson and Bill Bright and these mountains of the faith had this vision for ADF. I don't even think that they could imagine right now that what we'd be dealing with. We were winning 80% of our cases. We're talking about thousands of cases over the last 30 years. So take that all away and take away the freedom that has come from that. Your listeners are experiencing freedom in their everyday life because of the results of a number of those cases. We talked about 15 Supreme Court victories. That's just the tip of the iceberg. That's just the mountaintop, if you will. But there are so many cases right now, several hundred that are being worked on, thousands of legal matters all across the country. And they all have ramifications. I mean, just look at COVID alone. We were able to get involved in a number of local jurisdictions around mandates. Some crazy stuff, like people showing up for a drive-in service and being handed a ticket. And the only time they actually broke the ordinance was when the police officer handed them the ticket when they rolled down the window. I mean, just some absurd things going on. And if we were allowed to let those things perpetuate, yeah, I can't imagine where we would be.
I got to say, folks, this is like insurance, okay? Because if you don't give a little something to Lions Defending Freedom, you're opening the door to more and more abuses, because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about abuses by government, usually, and there's nothing you can do about it unless you go to the Lions Defending Freedom and they say, oh, we'll take that case. We have to have our laws set in place. We have to have lawyers willing to fight in the courts for the laws that we already have to back them up. Otherwise, these aggressive secularists will continue to do what they're doing, which is why we need your help, folks, which is why we need you to go to MetaxasTalk.com. You got to type it in. I know it's a pain in the neck, but I'm asking you to do this. Make the sacrifice. Type in MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner for ADF. We need your help. We really genuinely need your help, everybody, whatever little bit you can do or a lot you can do. Now, I know that Lions Defending Freedom is going to be in front of the Supreme Court in the next couple of weeks. It's why we have a goal to raise $35,000. We're at about $10,000, and we are more than two-thirds through the month. So we really need everybody who can do anything to step up. Tell us, we just got 30 seconds. Why is it important that folks act now?
They need to act now so that we can continue to do the work that God's put in front of us. You mentioned the Supreme Court case next week, but we're talking several hundred pieces of litigation that are going on right now. In December alone, we had 6 appellate case arguments in a 15-day span. We have to say no, or we have to reduce the work that is coming in front of us. Right now, we're receiving about 6,700 legal requests for help a year. Think about that.
All right, folks, listen. This is literally an issue of money. Money. We have money. Give what you can. Some of you can be very generous. Please go to MetaxasTalk.com, and you'll see the banner. Please do it. Thank you.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.